You're listening to Bachelor to Boyfriend, the podcast that teaches you how to manage your mind so you can show up as the best version of yourself around women. And now your host, certified dating and intimacy coach for men, Erica Davian.
Hey, friend. Today we're talking about how to make decisions, which may not sound like a dating topic, but when you think about it, dating is full of decisions. In many ways, it is just one decision after another. Like, am I interested enough in this woman to want to talk to her? Do I like how this conversation is going enough to want to see her again? Or maybe we've been seeing each other for a while now, and there are some things I like and some things I don't like about her. Do I want to keep going? Do I like this woman enough that I'm willing to forego the possibility of dating someone else? And so on and so on. And making these decisions can be so hard because we're always up against the uncertainty of the future. We have to make these decisions now that may have a really big impact on our future, while at the same time not knowing what the future holds. And this can cause a lot of internal strife. Some men I've worked with have felt so conflicted, so full of self-doubt and worry about making the wrong choice, that it ends up keeping them really stuck. Because even the smallest of decisions have an impact on the larger scale of wanting to live a good life. If you often find yourself stuck around decisions, it probably on some level ties into wanting to live the best life that you can. And yet not knowing how to do that with so little information causes you to freeze up. And if this is you, I've got you. Keep listening. You are why I am making this episode right now. I have worked with plenty of men who are in the same boat that you are. I understand how you might freeze up, and not just on a date, but within yourself. And I'm here to offer a really simple, concrete process that is going to help you approach these decisions a little differently. Maybe even a decision that you're grappling with right now. So for the sake of talking about this, we're going to use an example that comes up for a lot of men at some point, which is the decision of, do I choose to commit to this woman I'm seeing already, let's call her Susie, or do I leave myself open to finding someone else? And this can feel like it's really high stakes, particularly if there are a lot of things that you really like about her. And even more so, if there are some things that you really don't like about her. Because in the best case scenario, you can imagine a really happy future with her. You can imagine seeing her day after day and your relationship getting deeper and sweeter. But on the other hand, you might be worried that if you make the wrong decision, that you'll be stuck with these parts of her that you don't like. Or maybe even worse yet, is you worry that you might miss out on the opportunity to explore things with a woman who might have been an even better match for you. And so the stakes can feel really high. And of course, it makes sense to pause and think about it. We just don't want to get stuck there. Because with any decision, even when it's either or like this, there is still always the possibility of a third outcome. The outcome of what will happen if you don't make a decision at all. If you get stuck in indecision, that ultimately becomes your decision. Then you might miss out on the opportunity to be with Susie at all. She might get so frustrated or disheartened or hurt by your lack of a decision that she no longer wants to be with you. So before I introduce to you the decision-making process, it's really important to wrap your head around a couple essential truths. You can't follow the decision-making process I'll share with you and stick to it unless you have really grappled with and accepted these two truths. The first is that you don't know the future. In fact, you can't know the future. And that may sound obvious, but a lot of y'all are continuing to fight against this. I know that sometimes it is really hard, especially if you are A guy who's really analytical and is maybe used to working within numbers or code or something where you're used to abiding by certain rules and especially getting a certain answer. But of course, life isn't so linear. And yet you might get sucked in by trying so hard to calculate and predict what the future is going to be like by playing out different scenarios in your head and imagining that if you made this decision, where would that lead? And if you made this other decision, where would that one go? But even your best predictions are never exactly right. In fact, sometimes they're not even close. Like, think about it. How many times has your brain predicted what would happen and things turned out a different way? For me, the answer is pretty much all the time. Pretty much every time I imagine how a conversation is going to go or where a certain decision will lead, there are almost always factors that I didn't anticipate and that I couldn't have anticipated. And so the sooner you accept this fact that you can't know the future, the sooner you can stop trying. The sooner you can stop fighting against reality. It is always a losing battle, and it just causes you a lot of internal anguish and wasted time. So, concept number one, you cannot predict the future. You cannot know where a particular decision will lead. And here's concept number two. I see men often getting stuck around on wanting to make the quote, right, end quote, decision. The moment that you think there is a right decision automatically implies that there's also the possibility of a wrong decision. And this is the kind of stuff that may keep you awake at night, thinking back and forth between your options, trying to read like the invisible fine print. That's where you can get really stuck. I made a whole podcast episode on this topic that you can check out. It's episode 9 called The Right Decision, where I basically debunk this whole notion of there being a right decision. It's the perfect complement to this episode, and if you think that would be helpful, then you can check it out after this one. But I think a big takeaway from that episode is to just consider what makes something a right decision in our mind in the first place. Because if you think about it, it's not really about what we do or what we choose now. What makes something a right decision is what we think about it later. Do we choose to think that it was the right decision later? And this is kind of a bigger concept, but if you've been listening to me for a while, one of the things you probably heard me say in one form or another is that thoughts aren't just these random things that happen to us, but are actually something that we choose and something we have some control over. And this is especially easy to see when we have a structure and tool for looking at our mind, like the one that I teach in my program. The reason why we're so afraid to make a decision now is because we're worried that we're going to beat ourselves up about it in the future. But that whole beating yourself up part, that is optional. You can decide now, like, hey, I'm making this decision, and no matter how it turns out, I'm not going to beat myself up about it. I'm deciding now that I'm going to choose that this was the right decision for the time based on the information that I had. I'm not going to beat myself up. And if talking to yourself in that way is really foreign and unfamiliar, like if you're used to beating yourself up, I get it. And that's why I have a whole program around learning how to coach yourself in dating situations called Bachelor to Boyfriend, just like this podcast. But we don't have time to go through that whole program right now. So if the idea of promising to yourself that you're not going to beat yourself up feels out of reach, then maybe at least you can try this. Instead of thinking that there is a right decision and a wrong decision, try choosing to think that there is no right or wrong decision, only a different decision. To think, I don't know where this is going to lead, but it's going to be someplace different. That's as much as I can know right now. Okay, so we've got these two basic ideas. One, I can't predict the future. And two, there is no right or wrong decision, only a different decision. And so once you have stopped fighting against reality and you're ready to make a decision, here is the really simple process that I like to follow. So the first step is you ask yourself, if I knew that things would work out either way, what would I choose? Second, you ask yourself, why would I choose that? And the third thing is, do I like my reasons for choosing that? And if the answer is no, then you either have to go back and make a different choice, or you change your reason for making that choice. So let's walk through with an example. So we'll go back to that decision of, do I stay with Susie or do I stay open to dating other women? So the first question was, if I knew that things would work out either way, like if things would be great either way, what would I choose? And notice how just this question tends to bring some softness. What I really like about this question is that it helps to make sure that we're not making a decision based on scarcity. Scarcity can really cloud our thinking. And when we're able to take that out of the equation, sometimes it's much easier to see, like, what's the thing I actually want here? And so let's imagine that I'm a guy and I'm making this decision and I decide, okay, if I knew things would work out either way, I would choose Susie. And so the next question in the process is, why would I choose that? Or another way of putting it is, what are my reasons for choosing that? And so in this case, my reason for choosing Susie might be because I don't think anyone else is going to come around anytime soon. It's been so many years since I've had a girlfriend and she's better than nothing. And now we have that third question in the process. Do I like my reasons? And so now I get to look back on those reasons that I don't think anyone else is going to come around anytime soon. It's been so many years since I've had a girlfriend and she's better than nothing. And so now I get to sit and reflect and think, do I like those reasons? Are those the kind of reasons why I want to enter a relationship? And this could be a really good moment to either get coaching or give myself some coaching if I knew how to do that. Because one of those thoughts might be just a patterned habit of my brain. And so I get to look at those reasons and then decide if at this point my answer is no, I don't like those reasons. That's not where I want to be starting a relationship from. Then I get to do one of either two things. One, I can sit with that first question again and make a different choice. Or I need to come up with some better reasons of why I'm choosing Susie. Because I recognize that choosing a relationship just because I don't believe I can have another one doesn't make for a great foundation. And so I might go back to that first question and really sit with the possibility of, what if I really did know that it would work out either way, that things could be great either way, I stay with Susie or I continue looking and find someone else. What would I do? And I might find, if I really sit with the possibility that things might be fine or great even if I wasn't with Susie, I might realize that I actually don't really want to be with Susie. If I really trusted that I could find someone else, then I might decide that I want to leave myself open to that. Or I might go back to that original question and think, if I knew it could work out either way, I would totally choose Susie. And then when I move on to the second question, I might have some really good reasons for making that choice. So things like, because we get along really well together. I'm choosing Susie because she has this huge heart and she seems to accept me when I'm having my best days and when I'm having my worst days. Because we have fun together. Because I'm just curious. I want to see where this might go if we took things a little deeper. So again, this isn't about making a right decision. Just notice how these two decisions are just different, and they're going to lead to different places. So to recap, the three questions are, if I knew things would work out either way, what would I choose? Why would I choose that? And do I like my reasons? What I love about this as a process is that it really encourages us to make a decision based on what we want. Because given that we don't have all the information, we can't predict the future, then at least we can live our lives now in the present based on what we want, on what feels true for us right now. And the beautiful thing about this is when you're making decisions in your life based on what feels true for you, it's so much easier later to think it was the right decision for me at the time. Even if you don't end up liking the results or where that decision leads, remember, the only thing that makes a decision right or wrong is what we choose to think about it in the future. Even if I don't like the results, I find it so much easier to choose to think in the future that it was the right decision when I was being true to myself in the first place. Now, in the future, I might be upset for two things. One, that I didn't get the results I wanted, but two, that I wasn't true to myself. That I had the option of doing what I actually wanted and I didn't take it. And just notice all of this, even if I don't like the results of that decision, is still better than the results of not making a decision at all, of not having agency in my life, of not going after the things that I want. So, my friend, the next time that you face a decision and you find yourself a little stuck, know that you can return to this episode, listen to this process again, and give it a shot for yourself. So go ahead and save or like it now, depending on what app you're on, or maybe even write a little note to yourself in the future. One of my favorite things to do is to schedule emails to be sent to myself in the future. And just remind yourself, hey, this process is here, and it can really help. I hope the next time you are making a big decision in your life that, if nothing else, you make that decision based on what is true for you right here, right now. All right, my friend, thank you so much for tuning in. I'll catch you next time. If you enjoy listening to this podcast, you have to come check out Bachelor to Boyfriend, the program. It's 12 weeks of one-on-one coaching with yours truly to help you finally move past the internal barriers between you and the relationship you want to create. Check it out at ericadavian.com. That's Erica with a K. And if you're curious, make sure to get your name on my mailing list so I can tell you next time doors open. My newsletter is my favorite way to connect with you all, and I respond to every email I receive. I can't wait to see you there.